your bathtub full of water, you pull the thing and the water does what?
Drains. Oh.
So he's doing what?
It's draining the land.
Okay.
I was thinking another term, but it's used too for the same kind of thing. It's another word that I've heard used too when he's sometimes making kind of a trench in it for the water to go out.
Yeah.
There's no terms used for that I've heard used, but I can't think of it. I can't think of it.
You had to just mention it. You think I would just mention it?
Right.
All right. What would people around here call a bit of fresh water flowing along?
A bit of fresh water? Spring?
Not necessarily a small amount, but you know, any type of fresh water flowing along.
Could be called spring.
Spring, okay.
Could be a river.
Right.
Well, river's kind of says fresh water, though. It could be coming all points. A creek, branch.
And could you arrange it for me by size? Which would be the smallest?
In terms of spring, it's been smaller. These, in terms of the branch, then it may be either the wet weather branch or the dry weather branch, you know, as the water runs down. And then, of course, the creek is a larger kind of thing. And then, of course, you think in terms of the river as being wider and deeper.
Right. Now, the creeks and rivers around here, what are some of the names?
There's Coosa River, there. And there's many of the creeks and things. Tarrapin Creek is there. There's Coosa. I'm in the Coosa River than he is. The rest of Coosa there. And of course the Tarrapin Creek goes through, separates Cherokee County too, and goes both sections there. There are some branches. There's one called a Diaga branch. And I believe those are the most common names in this area.
Okay. What about a place in the land that's been washed out by heavy rainfall, say, maybe on the side of a road? They've gotten a lot of rainfall and the soil has been washed away. Would you have a name for that area?
The soil has washed away. The soil has washed away. Let's start with, you know.
Okay, let me try this one on you first. Out in the woods, you may come across a place that's
pond.
10 feet across and 10 feet deep. It's been gradually eroded by flowing water until it's that deep. Would you have a name for that?
Pond.
Well, it's not that big and it's not filled with water. You might fall into it, you know, simply fall until you hit the little bit of water that's still flowing at the bottom.
Ditch?
Yeah, that kind of thing. But what about the word gully?
Gully and ditch, the same thing.
Would be the same.
It's not, yes.
What, would people out here ever use the word ravine?
Ravine? No.
Okay, so...
I've never heard it used in this area.
Right.
We would say a ditch or a gully.
Yeah. Talking about the elevations in the land, if you're going up a slight incline, you'd say you're going up a what?
Hill.
Right. Now, if it were much bigger than a hill, then it becomes
a mountain.
Do you have those around here?
Yes.
You consider these mountains?
Yes, there are mountains. Hills. Yes, sir. Yes, this is a very hilly. Pretty hilly area, mountain area.
All right.
Right.
Talking about a mountain, the rocky side of a mountain that drops off very sharply, you would call that a